AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Former New England Patriots star Aaron Hernandez has been convicted of murder.
Guilty of murder in the first degree.
Hernandez sat down after the jury announced its verdict. He shook his head from side to side and seemed to mouth the word wrong. A court official asked the jury foreperson about the verdict.
Madam foreperson, by which theory or theories, deliberate premeditation and or extreme atrocity or cruelty?
Extreme atrocity or cruelty.
Hernandez's mother and fiance gasped and sobbed. Aaron Hernandez was convicted of killing Odin Lloyd, an amateur football player who prosecutors have suggested may have known too much about Hernandez's alleged involvement in a deadly drive-by shooting 3 years ago, though the jury was never given a motive for Odin Lloyd's murder. The first-degree murder conviction carries with it a mandatory sentence of life, no parole. Now to Philadelphia, where a former police officer testifying against drug squad colleagues in a federal corruption trial said he committed thousands of crimes during his career. Jeffrey Walker says his squad routinely lied in court after planting drugs in suspects' cars or stealing their bundles of cash. Google says it isn't elbowing competition out of the internet search business, but the European Union is filing an antitrust complaint against Google. Our Charles de Ledesma's overseas.
The EU is concerned that Google has given an unfair advantage to its own comparison shopping service. Separately, Brussels is opening an investigation into Google's Android mobile system, probing whether the internet giant relies on anti-competitive deals and abuses its dominant position in Europe's mobile market.
Fast food workers are calling for $15 an hour, demonstrating today across the nation. This is AP Radio News. President Abraham Lincoln died 150 years ago today. The bugler playing taps this morning in Washington. An actor portraying a doctor who tended to the president that day spoke the doctor's words outside the house where Lincoln died, right across the street from Ford's Theater, where John Wilkes Booth shot him.
Ladies and gentlemen, our president has breathed his last, and his spirit fled to God who gave it.
Meanwhile, caretakers of Lincoln's tomb in Illinois are on the defensive over an unflattering critique in National Geographic magazine. They're also worried about looming budget cuts that could threaten management of the historic site, they say, even as they commemorate the anniversary of the president's assassination. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.